questions that you may have. One moment.
Hi there, Brad. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director. Rusty wanted me to get on the line here to get you the details of our service to answer any questions you might have. Also, though, to apply a very reduced rate for your young business. Happy Thursday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
It's going good. I just started my day.
Oh, yeah, me too. Well, you know, I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map or that PAC result that pops up right near the top of the page.
Yeah.
Of course. I mean, that's where we all go when we don't know who to call. It's, as a consumer, that's, you know, electronic word of mouth is the world's preferred choice. I mean, nobody bothers to call their dad anymore to find out who they should call. No one uses the yellow pages anymore. We just jump on a smartphone, hop on a computer, type in a couple of keywords for the service we need. 9 times out of 10, we're going to call and hire someone that we see on that first page. So as a very young company like yours, that's a very powerful thing indeed. I mean, you just have not been around long enough for traditional word of mouth to be a factor here, but, you know, people do not need to know the name of your business to find you on that first page and call you directly when you've got the right optimization, and we would create that content for you. Of course, you'll have a verified listing on Google and on Bing. We'll make sure also that you've got a website that, of course, showcases your work. More importantly, that content will also be linked to the almost 70 different destinations and directories that Google indexes when someone does a keyword search. So you'll have everything from a fully optimized Facebook page, a Yelp listing, Super Pages, Manta, you know, dozens and dozens of directories that are not as well known to the public, but all of them are equally important to Google. And especially when you're, you know, kind of, you know, providing your services to, you know, 50 miles, you've got a lot of competition, you know, obviously in Jeff City and things like that, places where you're wanting to go, you're going to need the strongest programming possible. Now, Rusty says that you're talking to another company who might provide a similar service for you.
Yeah, I forget their name. They called me 2 days ago offering, saying, gave me the same spiel you guys gave me. It's like a one-time thing. They're only taking one person in the area and stuff like that. But my phone died.
Oh, wow. Did they price you before your phone died?
Yeah. They priced me, sent me a link and everything. I was going to follow up with them tomorrow. But they told me $110 to start up and then $99 a month.
Oh, okay. So that might be like a Google reseller. You know, when they're talking about $99 a month, usually that's someone who is not going to be exclusive to you. And one thing that we do that's very different, and it is because we are actual Google Premier partners, we cannot put our clients in competition with each other. We want you to have the maximum number of phone calls and opportunities, and I don't know if they're offering their services month to month, but we certainly are. You know, we have to earn your business 1 month at a time. That being said, like I said, the important thing is really not the investment, it's the return on investment. I want to make this affordable for you, though. Because you're willing to go 50 miles and do both residential and commercial work, it would make sense to include paid ads to get you that far out, and of course all the different destinations and directories. Sometimes these kind of Google resellers will maybe do like a Yelp listing and a Facebook page, and sometimes they don't even do that. Sometimes all they'll do is verify your listing and call that good. That's something you can do on your own for free. You know, obviously it's one of the very first things that we do. Now, is it just you doing the work, or, I mean, do you have a crew?
How much work?
Okay.
Yeah, I have employees. So I got workman's comp, general liability, all that good stuff.
Good. So you're definitely able to take on more work. You know, like I said, I wouldn't be able to beat that $99 a month, but, you know, like I said, we've been around since 2004, coming up real quick here on our 18-year anniversary, and we are Google Premier Partners, so we know what content Google indexes when someone does a keyword search. And I certainly hope they were not leading you to believe that you could get 50 miles with a $99 a month campaign.
No. So with that, it was like three territories or something, and it was within Columbia. It was only within Boone County.
Gotcha. Yeah, Boone County, just trying to keep you close to home. Well, I could approximate that $99 a month at $149 for a local campaign, but I think what would benefit you the most, since you've got the manpower and are wanting to be found 50 miles away, is to include, a paid ad component as well. So not only would we create all of the 70 different directories that Google indexes to ensure you get placement, not just in Columbia, but about a 25-mile radius beyond, we can do 50 miles, too, if we add the ad campaign. Now, the other thing I don't know if they're doing is a website. We'll include a website for you at no additional cost. We'll build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you at no additional cost, because your business is basically brand new. You would qualify for a new business rate, which is actually 50% off the normal cost of the service, and it would bring your rate down from what would normally be it's actually normally $5.99 a month. I would bring that down to just $2.99 as a flat monthly rate. That's with the paid ad component to get you 50 miles. The website's included, no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. And, of course, the calls come directly to you, so it's not anything like a paid lead service like an Angie Leads, where you pay for the lead whether you get the job or not. Rusty did attach an Angie's profile here as well. Are you using that service already? Are you paying for leads right now?
So I started that service, I'd say a month and a half ago.
Okay.
They kind of got me with a good deal. It was like $50 to start, $80 to start. I used them 2 years ago, and it really, so I used to run a tree service for another company, and I suggested Home Advisor, so I kind of like ran that whole side of things.
Right.
And I've seen what money you can get off of that stuff, but, when I started using them, I just feel like they're just so far gone anymore, and they're just selling whatever leads they can to whoever they can.
That's very true.
So when I was following up with the leads, they've already been, and I mean, I'd call them like within 30 seconds of getting it, and they've already been talking to four or five people. They're pissed off.
Right.
They don't want to talk to
them. Stop calling me. I've already scheduled with somebody else, and they hang up on you, and you're like, wait, what? That's costing me money, you know? So, I've heard that a lot, you know? I mean, it's a shared lead system, and even though you call it right away, somebody else has probably already called it, or like you said, four or five people have already called it. I mean, the same lead that you get sent to six or eight of your competitors, so it is hard to have a high enough conversion rate when you're dealing with someone who, you know, is expecting several bids and phone calls and has probably already talked to somebody else before you even call them. So it makes sense that you shut that service off and that you're looking for something else. Now, you are with us going to get a very detailed reporting and tracking system. I mean, there's even a downloadable app where you can track every single phone call that comes your way, so you know exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each search. You'll know which clients found you from the paid ads, the local map, individual directories, or from your website. Now, most of the time, you will just get direct phone calls. Residential and commercial clients will call you directly. Everything has the click-to-call feature. There will, though, be a contact form on the website so people can tell you where they're located, what they want to have done, when they want you to come out. When they fill out that form, you do get a text message as well as an email. So, Brad, you're always going to know right away when someone is trying to contact you and whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website. It is still that fixed flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. And then anything they type into that form will also repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting. So you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from. You even do know who to follow up with. So, I mean, since this would be a campaign that would get you, you know, not just Columbia, but, you know, 25 miles beyond with even the local only campaign at $149, or even to include the paid ad component to get you that 50 miles at $299. I mean, you do know the needs of your business a lot better than I do, how far you would want to go for the work, how much work you can take on, of course, what the budget allows. At least on the surface there, which of those two campaigns do you think would be a better fit for your business at this point?
To be honest, to be honest. So if I was to start with you guys, say first month was good, second month it like slowed down dramatically. Can I pause those services? Am I not inclined to go the whole year with you guys?
What happens to the website? Yeah, so there's, you know, it's not a 12-month contract. There's no contract whatsoever. It is completely at will. As a Google Premier partner, we have to offer our services at will, which means you can stop at any time for any reason or pause it too, no questions asked or fees involved. So let's say you get more work than you can take on, or you want to go on vacation or pause the service seasonally, you can do that. And of course, as long as you're a happy, satisfied client using the service, it would only ever be that exact amount, that fixed flat rate of $299.
So what happens with the website if I pause?
So if it's paused, the only thing we would take down would be the paid ad component, because obviously we would still be getting charged for running those ads. But we don't take your website down. We don't take the directories down.
People still search me, they still
would
hang out on the website.
The thing with that, I mean, if it's paused, we're not going to actively update and optimize information. Obviously, everything's paused, including the billing and including our work on it. We would take down the paid ad component, but the website and all the directories would stay there. So you still could be found. You still could get phone calls. At that point, it's kind of like when you're riding a bicycle and you get down to a downhill, you can stop pedaling. You'll keep going for a while. You might even, you know, pick up speed for a bit there. But if it's going to be paused for like 3 or 4 months at a time, you'll start to see your placement trickle off the first page. It doesn't happen overnight, but, you know, our job is to keep you on that first page, and extended pauses will affect your performance.
I'm definitely interested in starting out at the $149 a month. Definitely for right now.
It's a great place to start, you know, and like I said, it's not just going to be for Columbia. I mean, when you've got the right content, and we are talking about stuff no one's ever heard of, not consumers, and certainly most so-called SEO companies, Google resellers, wouldn't think to create things like Opendi, Point.com, Solio, Telnav. No one's ever heard of that stuff, but it's as important to Google as something like a Yelp or a Facebook listing. Everything is equally weighted, and of course, it's usually the content that no one has that is going to make the difference for you. So it's important to have all of that content. And then, Brad, is the phone number that we're speaking on the same one that you would want your customers to call, and is it also the best number for us to reach you? So the business number is 636-279-9477. Is that a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on that number? Okay, perfect. Yeah, like I said, most of the time you'll get direct phone calls. You know, it's got the click-to-call feature, but when someone fills out the contact form, you'll get a text message as well as an email. Now, if it's a business email, we'll list it physically on the website. If it is more of a personal email, it would be hidden, but still attached to the contact form so you can get that information. And of course, for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we will email it out to you. But Brad, what is a good email address either for you or for your company?
It's the only one I have right now is my last name and first name. So it'd be cherrybrad3@gmail.com.
And is that CHRRY?
Yep.
And then your first name, Brad, BRAD, the number 3. And you did not say Gmail, did you? Hotmail?
Yeah, I said Gmail.
Oh, you did say Gmail, okay.
Yep.
Gmail.com. So definitely a personal email. It won't show physically on the website, but it will be attached to that contact form. And like I said, for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we will email you. Most of the time, though, we'll just give you a quick phone call or send you a text. Did you have a preference, though, Brad, as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Text would be awesome, but phone would, if somebody wanted to phone me or anything.
I'll put text, then phone preferred. And like I said, the emails will be pretty much just for information we want you to have for your records. And then I wanted you to confirm here with me. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. You are service-based. You always go out to the customer. So no one ever does come to you, right? There's no brick and mortar or showroom, no physical address we would be promoting for your business online. Because the Angie's has got the 5624 Younger Drive. Is that your residence?
That's my residence, yeah. And that wasn't supposed to be listed. It is.
Right.
Okay.
It is on the Angie's, yeah. And I regularly do see home addresses there, but not on Google. I mean, Google doesn't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you do, especially if you're out in the field and not going to answer the door. So Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home. And even if we're a shop or a small office, since you don't see customers come to you, they're not going to list the physical street address. You're just going to be listed Columbia, not even the zip code, and certainly not that physical street address, okay? Now, the other thing that I want to do here for you, and this is partly because the business is so new, and also because I guess you stopped using the Angie's, right? You're not paying for leads at all anymore?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm not.
All right. But I still want to make this as affordable for you as I can and maybe offset a little bit of what you did spend with Angie. Now, because of the content that we create is so extensive to make sure that you do get that placement, there's usually a setup fee to help us cover that cost. That setup fee can be as high as $299. I want to do as much as I can to take that setup fee away. I might normally, take 20%, 30%. Sometimes I'll take half of it. I want to just do a $50 setup fee here, so take $249 off of your setup fee, just to make this affordable enough for you.
Yeah.
It's only going to attach to that very first month, so the entire first month with the setup fee included, you'd be looking at $199, and then every month after that, it does drop down to that flat rate of $149. The website's going to be included, meaning we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost, which, of course, means that we can use the photos that you have now, and as we send you more work, you can take more photos or videos even, and we can add that content to the website. There would never be any additional cost for that. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I will take a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That's to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that call, but that's where we dot the I's and cross the T's and get all the information that we need to build out your website and to create all that content. So, of course, we'll want to know things like the hours of operation that you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business if you want, for example, to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you've got a logo already, we will use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions, and of course, we'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that call. And then the other thing that I'll do now, and it is required of us as we are a Google Premier partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It gets recorded through the computer and attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are including the website for you at no additional cost, that we're reducing both the subscription cost and the one-time setup fee. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment. But if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, Brad, give me a second here to get that pulled up. Okay. Mr. Chariot reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Brad. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
So you want me to go ahead and say that right now?
Yeah, I've got it as Midmo Outdoor Services. Is that correct?
Yes, that is.
Okay, yep. Perfect. And then, Brad, please state your name and your official title within the business.
My official title is I'm the owner-operator.
Okay, and you're Brad Cherry, correct?
Yes, I am.
Perfect. And then, Mr. Cherry, as the owner and operator of Midmo Outdoor Services, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your company, right?
Yes.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your business. And then, Brad, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Cherry, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
What do you mean? Like, am I don't understand what you're asking.
Yeah, so for the billing information that you're going to be using, it is your account, right? You're authorized to use it. It's not a friend's card that you borrowed or a card off of the street. I mean, it's a silly question, but I have to ask.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. And then, of course, as you might imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign, since our job is to make sure that the people who need your services are able to contact you directly. We specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to text messages, phone calls, even emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Cherry, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course. And as long as you answer the phone, you're going to love the service. It's always a little frustrating for me when I'm calling one of my clients and I'm calling the business number and it goes to voicemail, or worse still, it goes to mailbox full or mailbox not set up. I mean, it's frustrating for me, not because I have to call them back. I mean, obviously I will. That's my client. But I also know that if I were a potential customer trying to call and hire them and I get, you know, mailbox full or not set up, I'm much more likely just to call someone else than I would be to call back, right? So, you know, as long as you answer your phone, you're going to love the service, okay? Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. The reason we ask, Brad, is all of the content that we'll create for you. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. So, you know, we're not actually saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Brad, we ask that you at least let us know. Mr. Cherry, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah, that's definitely fair.
Perfect. Yeah, Brad, we will do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will create that website for you, and we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that that new information is accurate and consistent. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm able to apply here, reducing both the subscription cost as well as the one-time setup fee, and with the website being included, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged. Whoa, where'd you go, Brad? That's not cool. Brad, what the actual F on that one, bro?